direction with what I think the council has said is its highest priority, and that is protecting the public first. This does that, and it does it in a creative way. I want to thank the fire chief for his, honestly, outstanding work in bringing this proposal today. I pushed him a lot, and he brought a lot of different things that we had hard conversations about. I pushed the firefighters a lot, and we had a lot of conversations that we had really tough discussions around, including me going there one night for 3 hours and getting barraged. I wanted them to do it, and we talked it out. And I think they're at the place where they understand why we're doing this. I'm asking for your support, not for me, not for the fire bureau, but let these folks do their job. Give them the equipment they need to do their job. That's all they ask for. And I appreciate more than I can say the service of the men and women that make up the Portland Fire Bureau, way more than I used to when I worked there. I from afar, appreciate it more than I ever did as a member. So thank you, Chief, for your work. Thank, for, of course, all the men and women that have helped bring this together. Aye.
Fritz.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Launder, for your lead on this. Am I correct in thinking that the Rescue Boat 17 is the Shirley Ann?
That's another boat. That's a separate boat.
It's a separate boat.
It's a smaller craft, rescue boat.
Okay. Well, and that, I apologize for breaching decorum by asking a question in the middle of my vote, but it's another rescue craft, which
I'll
was...
let it go this time.
Outrageous.
Stop it.
But next time.
As I was saying, that the Shirley Ann is a rescue craft, which was funded by the community after a tragedy. And it's important when we do find things that we can do better to do them better. I do appreciate Commissioner Saltzman's questions about how to pay for this. And I would like the additional information from the bond measure. I know you know it, but I don't have that information. And I'd like to have that. And of course, if there's any concerns, I'd bring them directly to you. But I think this is, it's a high priority. There are more people on the river, as the mayor was saying, and we do need to make sure that we take care of people wherever they are and however they need to be taken care of. I appreciate the discussion because it's helped me understand why there won't be increased manpower and womanpower costs ongoing and how you're proposing to fund the upgrades to the station. So this has been very, very helpful. Thank you. Aye.
Fish.
So, what I've learned in my 15 months is that on some issues, you have to have some basic protocols that you follow to help make decisions, because not every issue that comes before us has the same weight. And on not every issue do I feel qualified to second-guess the judgment of others who we've asked to make the recommendation. So we have to have some framework. So I have two guiding principles in this area. One is that I am grateful for the commissioners in charge, my colleagues who have taken responsibility for public safety bureaus, and they are not always the easiest bureaus to lead. And I am generally inclined to defer to them on recommendations involving public safety, particularly where they have consulted with the chief whoever is the head of the organization, in this case Chief Klum, and that person being a public safety professional with a lifetime of work, backing them up. So if there is an area where I am inclined to give deference, it is where a colleague who is in charge of a public safety bureau makes a reasonable recommendation that's backed up by the support of the chief of the organization, who, after all, is a public safety professional chosen to lead the organization. And I'm very reluctant to step in and second-guess those judgments because I frankly don't have the life experience or the background or the training to do so. Now, there's all kinds of questions I can ask, and if it doesn't pass my smell test, I'm not afraid to state my objection. But that's my framework for an issue like this. The second principle is that, as Commissioner Fritz and as Commissioner Saltzman have said, public safety is our highest priority. There's nothing more important than maintaining the health and safety of our citizens. Chief Klum and I were at a gathering of lifeguards not long ago, and we gave a special commendation to four lifeguards who were stationed at North Portland Pool this summer and saved the life of a 9-year-old. And I remember the anguish we felt when we first heard about the incident and the near death that occurred, and the concern that everyone in the organization had for a couple of weeks as the kid went to the hospital and then the follow-through. And it's inconceivable to me, as the commissioner in charge of parks, that we could have lost a child in one of our pools. It is inconceivable to me. And I can't think of anything that, in any preventative measure, that I would not bring to council if I thought it would enhance our ability to save a life in one of our pools. And I think in this area, we all probably have a similar feeling, which is one death is too many. One precious life, one child is too many. So those are the two ways, two kinds of principles that I bring to bear as I look at this issue. And my own experience was the near drowning which occurred in one of our pools. This is a request for $400,000 to fund a vessel which I actually, even before this debate occurred, knew was something at some point we'd be discussing, because when I toured the fireboat station on Jansen Beach, I got the briefing from the firefighters there about all the restrictions they were operating under. They couldn't go more than 5 miles an hour because of the impact on houseboats and other vessels. They had other kinds of challenges, all of which inhibited their ability to meet their mission. And so it's, to me, this is not surprising that we're having this discussion today about having a more nimble craft centrally located to deal with these kinds of problems. I appreciate that there are some questions that are still out there that we can continue to discuss. But this is not an exact science. This is doing the best we can with the information we have. And I am satisfied, based on your presentation, Chief, and the briefing that I got, that this will strengthen our public safety. This will help prevent future tragedies as occurred at Selwood. And this will give the very wonderful men and women of your bureau another tool to save a life. And that, I think, goes to the top, goes to the head of the list, particularly where we're talking about saving the life of a child, which I think all of us here feel would be our highest priority. So I thank you for the work you've done very promptly to address this issue. I think your commitment to eat the cost, to absorb the cost and find other ways to fund the renovation of the station and the ongoing costs is honorable. I, as one commissioner, do not feel, though, that if you're unable to meet that goal, I would be inflexible in considering some other supplemental request. I don't think that's fair to you, but I take you at your word that you'll make best efforts to do so. Commissioner Leonard, thank you for your leadership on this. This of course, is an emotional issue because you and I have children and could imagine what would happen if one of our children fell off a bridge and was stuck in the river screaming and dying. And so it's emotional in that sense, but I don't believe this issue is being addressed emotionally. I think you've presented a cogent, well-reasoned argument as to why we should make this investment, and I think the public will be better for it. So I'm pleased to vote aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I'm not going to be able to support this for the reasons I've alluded to. I think, despite the protestations, this is not an emotional decision. It is. The first paragraph of the report is all about the May 23rd tragedy. There's really no analysis given of statistics supporting this. You didn't even seem to know that yourself, how many rescue incidents there have been. And when we're talking about a general fund budget that goes to keep city employees paid, goes to support programs like youth employment, and we have a bond program that is eligible to pay for this, I think we go to the bond proceeds first. And we just shouldn't be backdooring ourselves into budgetary commitments through this approach. And so that's why I'm opposed to it. I think it's an emotional decision driven by passion. It's committing city general fund dollars at a time when we cannot be committing them. And there's another source to pay for it, which hasn't been investigated and brought back to our attention or even looked at, I think, thoroughly by us. So for those reasons, I do oppose. I certainly commend the efforts of Commissioner Leonard and his passion on this issue. Certainly as police commissioner, I was just as affected by the incidents of May 23rd. But this is not the right way to budget general fund dollars, especially when another source exists. And I'm not on real firm ground about no subsequent general fund commitments or that a grant is going to pay for seismic renovations of a fire station. Those are kind of very ephemeral things, I think, for me to be sort of buying into at this point. So I respectfully vote no.
Adams?
Well, we have too many new river users downtown and too many river adjacent new river adjacent users downtown, and equipment that is waterborne emergency response equipment that is too far away or not compatible with the tasks. And I believe that the incident, the very tragic incident in May, definitely showed a shined a light on that we have not changed our staffing and changed the way we equip our staff to respond to the new reality of an active river and riverbank downtown. And I do believe that this qualifies, and I'm supporting the $200,000 coming from the bump. We will have an opportunity in the next budget process to look at every item in every budget across the city. And I do appreciate that our contingency money is very precious and that we still have many months to go. And I keep that in mind as I vote yes for this particular item. Aye. Can you please call the vote on Councilor Calendar item 1409?
Leonard?
I know I said I wasn't going to talk on this one, but I'm a politician, so I'm changing my mind. Amanda, Commissioner Fritz brought up the Shirley Ann, which was a good point. Shirley Ann was a young girl, I believe 7 years old, in 1954, that was brought into Fire Station 22 in St. John's, choking on a grape. And her distraught parents brought her there, not knowing what else to do with her. And in 1954, firefighters weren't trained to the level that firefighters are trained today. That young girl died in the kitchen at Station 22 in 1954. The council and the community was so emotionally moved by that incident that it caused them to raise the money needed to buy what was then known as the Shirley Ann Rescue, which was a station wagon, and the attendant equipment. And I suppose in 1954, the council and the community could have been accused of making an emotional decision. But from 1954 to today, Shirley Ann's name has gone on each rescue as it's been upgraded out there. It's gone now on a rescue boat that's out there that has saved hundreds, if not thousands, of lives over and over and over again. So, again, I resent the implication that this is an emotional reaction to an incident. It is not. To discount the firefighter that jumped off the seawall to save the woman in a car that was going underwater, to discount the at least six rescues that have happened since May 23rd that I have articulated here this morning, and I think that's the correct number, and somehow characterize it as us somehow reacting to an incident is really unfair to the countless people who will be saved by the action this council takes today. Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
No.
Adams?
Aye. Resolution is approved. I apologize. I have a conflict, so I'm going to turn the gavel over to the president of the council, Amanda Fritz. And I would just say, before I leave the room, I had an opportunity to read ahead of the great work led by Commissioner Fish and the Bureau team, and thank you for your great work. So I apologize that I have to go.
Thank you, Mayor Adams. Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Madam President. We are going to make a brief presentation this afternoon on the Youth Conservation Corps, and we call it a natural success. This is a program that was funded through stimulus dollars, through the funding from the Bureau of Environmental Sciences, through Portland Parks and Rec, and other sources. And it really is a remarkable story in itself. And I am grateful for Commissioner Saltzman's support and leadership on this issue. We think we have a winner, and we think we can build on it. And I had the great pleasure of going to the wrap-up picnic where the young people who did such great service for our city came together with their counselors and the team leaders and celebrated the work they had done. And I was so impressed that I wanted to share this story with my colleagues. I want you to know, in light of the time, that this is a fairly brief presentation, but it's designed to highlight just some of the key features, and you have a brief chance to meet a couple of the remarkable young people that helped us do the work. So, again, recognizing the time, I'm going to move this along and invite up Greg Hawley, who is the Youth Conservation Program Coordinator, Sid Tyler, who is a Youth Conservation Crew Leader, and Astrid Dragoy, who is City Nature West Manager and really one of the great stars in our organization of Parks and Rec, to come up and make a brief presentation. Thank you all for being here, and thank you to our invited guests for your patience. We look forward to hearing from you.
And as you get seated, it's important that this presentation is important, and that's one of the reasons we scheduled it for the afternoon, so don't feel rushed. We're happy to hear what you have to tell us.
Is
it magically there?
Will this magically show up?
Go ahead and close that box.
Close the box.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
The wall. Dialogue box.
Oh. I'll ask for you to help.
Like me.
I know. I was going to say I would have so been there.
Yeah, I think I can just kind of.
She does her best work in the field.
And with help from my friends.
Well, it's intimidating sitting up here in front of the cameras, too.
While we're getting set up, I should note that over 60 Portland area teens participated in the program this summer, helping us maintain trails, eliminate invasive species, restore natural areas and establish and preserve trees. And the Youth Conservation Corps is one of a number of youth job programs in our region that received federal stimulus dollars. About 20% of the money that funded this program came through stimulus. So, Astrid, take it away.
Okay. Commissioners, good afternoon. And Commissioner Fish, thank you so much for that introduction. You have all seen me here before. I was here just over a month ago now, giving a brief overview of this program. Today's presentation, however, is a celebration of what can happen when we all work together. Not only have we completed much-needed projects in our parks and our natural areas, but we have reached a segment of our population which is often underserved, misunderstood, or overlooked. Today, I'm actually not presenting. Rather, we have Parks employee Greg Hawley. As Commissioner Fish said, he is the coordinator for the Youth Conservation Crew. And we have Sid Tyler next to him, who is the trail crew lead. We also have the pleasure of having Rob Ingram here, who is the director of the Youth Violence Prevention, as well as two of the fabulous 64 teens that we worked with this summer, Edwin Cordero and Lee Quentin. I am here to answer any questions at the end if you have any. Thank you.
Thanks, Astrid.
Yep.
Thank you, Mayor Adams. Sorry to see that he had to leave, but understandable. And thank you, commissioners. It's my honor and pleasure to be here today to report the success of a new Portland Parks and Recreation program, the 2009 Youth Conservation Crews. I'm Greg Hawley, and I'm the Summer Youth Conservation Crew Program Coordinator for Portland Parks and Recreation. During the rest of the year, I am the trail coordinator for all of the soft surface trails around our park systems. The Youth Conservation Crew Program, or YCC program, is the culmination of the creative vision and exhaustive efforts of many dedicated and talented individuals, with special recognition for Commissioner Fish and Commissioner Saltzman, whose collaborative efforts and vision months ago initiated the beginnings of the YCC program. As you may know, Portland Parks and Recreation uses many different types of alternative staffing to conduct our work. We use volunteers, which, in addition to getting work completed, develops with our neighbors and partner organizations a sense of community and stewardship in our natural area parks. Similarly, the Youth Conservation Crew program included hiring local teens at minimum wage to work in our natural areas. The YCC employed 64 teens to work in our parks' natural areas, and that's 64 teens employed in what can be described as a dismal job market for teens With the teen unemployment rate at the end of the summer in August listed at over 25%. The program met several goals, including those of Mayor Adams, to engage the City of Portland's youth while impacting the health and sustainability of our natural areas. To achieve this kind of impact takes an influx of cash. This program was truly a collaborative effort. Funding came from Portland Parks and Recreation, Bureau of Environmental Services, and Work Systems Incorporated, which is federal stimulus dollars from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Teens came from all over the city, from such parks programs as No Ivy League, Green Spaces Restoration and Urban Naturalist Team, or GRUNT. We partnered with other agencies such as Southeast Works, Youth Employment Institute, and the Office of Youth Violence Prevention as sources for hiring teens. We have some pre-established goals, and those are outlined here in gray. As you can see by the green bars, all goals were not only met but surpassed. And even more impressive than that is we worked all over the city. And we worked all over the city to ensure service equity and that teens were provided with the opportunity to work in the communities in which they live. So that's a really brief overview of the YCC program and how the program impacts natural areas in our community. In addition, we hope that this program is effectively impacting our youth. And to talk a bit more about that aspect of the YCC program is my colleague, Sid Tyler.
Thank you, Greg. So, good morning, commissioners. My name is Sid Tyler, and I had the pleasure of being one of the crew leaders for the YCC Trails team. One of the program's goals was to provide new skills and knowledge for the youth and as well to promote diversity in the workplace. And we met these goals by educating all of our crew members in the ecology of the Northwest and exposing them to career paths and natural resources, and also helping them to explore their own interests and their own career goals. So let's look at some of the skills that these kids learned this summer. YCC teams like the No Ivy League and natural area restoration teams were responsible for English ivy in our parks and natural areas. Each crew member learned how ivy impacts our green spaces, how to identify the plant, and also the best practices to follow for its removal. As you can see in the image above, this is one area of ivy to be removed in Governor's Park. And if we look now, this is that same area after ivy removal. YCC teams also learned about erosion, slope, and grade for surveying and building trails. The trails team worked hard and smart, building and repairing trails that will be more sustainable for the years to come. The teen naturalist team went through an intensive environmental science training course in order to present natural science lessons to 13 community organizations. And so, in effect, the TNT members were science teachers for the summer, teaching kids about our outdoors. The tree establishment crew learned about tree identification and the care and maintenance of over 250 trees located at 10 different schools across the Portland area. So along with new skills and information kids learned on the job, each team got to take educational field trips to expose them to careers in natural resources and to visit more of our own parks and natural areas. Some of the trips included this summer were the Bull Run Reservoir, the Bonneville Dam, Tillamook Forestry Center, and the Columbia Wastewater Treatment Facility. The enrichment trips gave crew members the opportunity to enjoy more of our own state parks and natural areas. So teams spent time in our city's own parks as well as some of our state parks. The 2009 YCC program provided our youth with new job skills and taught them teamwork and communication. Crew members also gained a greater appreciation for our parks and natural areas and learned about different career paths available to them in natural resources. Through these efforts, like the YCC program, we're laying the groundwork for a more skilled and diversified workforce in the future. There's one last thing that I want to mention, and that was getting to know the own interest of some of our crew members and helping them to explore them in meaningful ways. And so one example I'll give is one of our crew members, Tyler Brown, has an interest in criminology and hopes one day to be a detective. So Greg Hawley from the YCC Trails team helped Tyler learn a little bit more of what it means to be someone in law enforcement by organizing a ride-along for Tyler with a Portland City police officer out of the East Precinct. I can say that Tyler loved it. He got to see firsthand a little bit of what life was like as an officer, and to me, this was one of the educational highlights of on our trails team this summer. I hope in the future, with your support, we can continue to have successful and meaningful learning opportunities for our youth, because the more that we invest in today, the more secure we're going to be in our future. So thank you, commissioners. Thank you, Mayor Adams. Right now, I just want to give Rob Ingram a minute to speak. As mentioned earlier, Rob is the director of the Office of Youth Violence Prevention Program, and he helped the staff many of the youth involved in our YCC program this summer. So thank you again, and I'll turn it over to Rob.
Thank you very much. Rob, welcome.
Welcome. Good afternoon, commissioners. So I was introduced to the Youth Conservation Corps program originally by Mr. Benny Bogan, who's the director of Youth Employment Institute. And later it became a conversation piece between Commissioner Saltzman and I, where we really got aggressive about looking at not just jobs for young people, but specifically jobs for the at-risk youth that my office deals with. Studies have shown that employment for young people is really not so much about the money, but it's more about building quality relationships with caring adults. It's about helping them build self-esteem by finding things that they can put their hands to that show them a sense of accomplishment. And it's also about helping them learn some valuable skills like time management, responsibility, and accountability. So we had the opportunity of recruiting 14 of the young people that the Office of Youth Violence Prevention works with and placing them with either the No Ivy League crew or the Trails crew. I actually was impressed myself by going out and watching the kids a couple of times and seeing how not only did they enjoy the work they were doing, but they all admitted a little reluctantly that they actually did learn a lot about the outdoors and why the work that they were doing was so important. So we're really here to encourage the ongoing funding and support for the program, as it's a great way for our city to sustain jobs, not just specifically for young people, but for the young people that it's really a little more difficult for them to find gainful employment. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and that's a great segue because I think we have two of the young people here. And so let's ask Edwin E.J. Cordero and Lee Quentin to come up and join us for a moment.
Hey, Astrid, can we turn off the PowerPoint so
we can.
Their
Absolutely.
Parents can see their children yep, on TV terrible. Tonight?
Well, I'll close
yes.
it.
Thank you both for joining us today and for your patience, and we look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you. My name is Edwin Cordero, and I spent the summer working as a trail crew member for Portland Parks and Recreation's Youth Conservation Crew. I was recruited through the Office of Youth Violence Prevention. This summer was great. We learned about tree identification for native trees like the big leaf maple and the Douglas fir. We also learned about trail maintenance and construction. We used what we learned and applied it in the field. I got to build a new trail in Southeast Portland. My favorite part of the work this summer was constructing split rail fencing in our natural areas. The work was hard but satisfying. This program taught me how to be more responsible, accountable, and punctual. This was my first full-time job. With this experience, I feel more confident going to future jobs. I want to personally thank Mayor Adams and Commissioners Fish and Salzman for the special program. This program is vital to our youth. Thank you and have a nice day.
Good afternoon, commissioners. My name is Lee Quentin. I believe the YCC program is important not only because it employs youth and teaches them about environmental conservation, but how to take action in their own community. I started through the grunt program and became employed with Portland Parks as a teen naturalist. And though I had been environmentally cautious, I had not done anything to better the environment in my own neighborhood. This program helped me to assume many leadership positions at my summer job and my former high school, such as helping organize a student-led carbon footprint fair. During the summer, I taught children about invasive plants such as English ivy and Himalayan blackberry and how they negatively affect the Portland ecosystem. I taught them about the overpopulation of invasive bullfrogs in Portland and how they are rapidly decreasing the native frog and turtle populations. This job has been invaluable to me not only because it has made me a better employee, but also because it has made me a better human being. Thank you for your time, commissioners.
Can I ask you each just one question? Looking forward in your lives as you're contemplating careers in whatever your passion, would either or both of you at some point in the future be interested in working for a big city in a Parks Bureau doing similar kinds of things, serving the citizens?
Or a fire department, say.
I wouldn't mind it. You know, it was good to see older people help out the younger, because usually you don't see that at least in my neighborhood, you don't see that at all. And it was nice to see, you know, Sid Tyler and Greg Holly and Rob all come together and make this happen. You know, without them, I wouldn't even be here, you know. So, also, I would love to have a job like that. It's environment, and it's close to home, so why wouldn't I do it?
That's great. Ashley?
I would say that's a very big possibility, that would be a career path. I think so. But I think it's because when we were employed through this, I didn't feel like I was treated like a teenager. I didn't feel like I was treated beneath anybody. I felt like I was an equal, and I was given an opportunity to prove myself.
Well, I know that you were each asked to present today because you were two of the outstanding participants in this program. So I just want to say how proud we are of you and what you did and how grateful we are for the service you provided to the city this summer.
Thank you.
I'd also like to thank you for this program. I want to thank Parks, Rob Ingram, Office of Youth Violence Prevention, the Bureau of Environmental Services, for making this program a success. And it sounds like you're endorsing continued funding of opportunities for youth to work for us next summer, and maybe even, I know Commissioner Fish and I have talked about possibilities of a weekend crew or something like that, too, that could operate in fall and winter as well. But it's been a great learning experience, not only for you, but I think for city employees. I know that many of them, you know, have some trepidations about working with youth, and I think it's been a good experience on both sides of the ledger in that regard. And just once again, want to thank Rob Ingram for all of his help in helping find good people like EJ, right?
Yes.
Good. Thanks.
If I could also just add, Madam President, each of us, when we have presentations like this that connect to our bureaus, we're in the habit of saying how proud we are of this, of the people who work for our bureau. And that's, it's part of the joy of this job, is to recognize people who go above and beyond. And that really describes Astri and the team. This is not just a job to them. This is like a passion. And the success of this program wasn't just because they figured out how to do it. It's because they threw their heart and soul into it. And the benefits to our community were remarkable. We had a certain number of at-risk kids who came in, and many of whom have said that it just was a changing experience for them. We had adults serving as mentors, and that process will continue. There's friendships and bonds were forged this summer, which will continue. It won't end just with the end of the work. Young people got job skills and learned about hard work and about showing up on time. And as just a practical issue, they'll have people they can put on a resume in the future or list as a reference, which, as we know, is often the biggest barrier to getting that first job. Mm-hmm. Is who's going to vouch for you and say, yeah, this person can do the job. To add to that, the opportunity to get an education on the environment, to be outside and learn about our ecosystem and nature, and for many of these kids to really fall in love with that work and that part of their education. Not incidentally, they picked up some pocket money that allowed them to, you know, maybe do some things this summer they normally wouldn't, because they were actually paid to do this work. This was not volunteer work. For some, we've heard that they now have a clear sense about career pathways, of things they may want to do. And just in terms of the invasive species removal work and other things, I mean, we have an enormous challenge in this city, and they did some of the hardest, most important work that needs to be done and did it on our behalf. So I'm very proud of the partnerships that came together to make this happen under extraordinarily tight time frame. I'm very pleased with the collaborations and the support we've gotten across bureaus. Everybody who stepped up, including Dan Saltzman, made this program better through their suggestions. Everybody had an idea about how to strengthen it and make it better. And the net effect is something that we've tested and we know works and we want to build on going forward. So to my team at Portland Parks and Rec, thank you for making me so proud to be your leader. And to the young people who participated, I just want to thank you again for your service. And each of us can sort of jokingly tell you that we would love to see you at some point apply to be in one of our bureaus. You can't go wrong in any of them, but if being in nature and environmental work being outdoors is something you really want to consider, we hope down the road you'll come knocking on our door. So thank you, and thank you for allowing us to make this presentation.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish and Commissioner Saltzman, for this program. And I want to add my comments because it's a wonderful program. Thank you for participating. Thank you for being great examples of why we fund it. The entire council supported the funding for this. I also want to thank Louise Shaw and Dave McAllister and everybody else in the Bureau of Parks, and to mention Sandra Diedrich, who started the No Ivy League. And we didn't have No Ivy Day last year because we couldn't face it without Sandy, and this year we did. And there's so many people in Portland who are dedicated to our environment and who understand about working together and how pulling out that ivy by hand is the best way to do it. And I think my colleagues were all struck by that before and after photograph. It would be fun to do an after photograph, because one of the most amazing things to me is the way that Mother Earth replenishes and replants a cleared ivy. And if you go back the next spring, the trillium and the seedlings, they're all coming up by themselves and nobody has to plant them. But we have to go back and keep doing the maintenance on the ivy, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if, and I also have to say that when my kids were roped into pulling ivy, they decided their career path was never to do that ever again. So if you, you know, think about a career up here, that's also another part of civic engagement. And the there's many different things that you can learn through each of the experiences that you have in your life, and I'm glad that you participated with the city on this one. And again, commend Commissioner Saltzman and Commissioner Fish for putting this program together, and thank you to all the staff.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There are no, does anybody want to testify on this? Seeing none, the council is adjourned.
Thank you so much.
Good job.